Okay, we're on Nun Chesam Aleph. We'll start back from Tanur Rabbanan. Ki sidura b'chol kach sidura b'Shabbos divrei Rabbi Shmuel. The Braisa says that the same sidur of the Korban HaTamid, the chol was the same as on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Akiva omer ki sidura b'erev Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva said that the Sidur, the Chol, is similar to what it was on Erev Pesach. My karma. So now the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of this braisa. Omer Abaye, Hachi karma. Kesidura b'chol b'erev HaPesach, kach sidura b'Shabbos b'erev HaPesach, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. None of them are talking about the regular Korban HaTamid, but rather on what happens on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that Erev Pesach, when it falls b'chol, or when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Korban HaTamid is done the same way. Rabbi Akiva omer ki siduro b'erev HaPesach shechol yos b'erev Shabbos. Kach siduro b'Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva holds no, that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then you make the Korban HaTamid the same way that you would make it if Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on Friday or Shabbos, same halacha. Umasnis and Diktani bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuley. And our Mishnah that says that the same Siddur of the Tamid, whether Erev Pesach fell b'chol or on Shabbos, was the same. Not like it was on Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Akiva holds that whenever Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, the Korban HaTamid was nikrav as if it would be Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. They're the same. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? B'musaf in kol min l'mazich in kamiflagi. The machlokas is, does the Korban Musaf come before the hakrovas habazichim or afterwards? Rabbi Shmuel sova musaf im kol min l'mazichim. Rabbi Shmuel holds the first yomak of the Korban Musaf and then the bazichim. So what? Ovid lehum l'musaf in b'sheish. They made the Korban Musaf in the sixth hour. U'bazich in b'sheva. And then they took an hour to make the Korban Musaf. And then they were mocked to the bazich of the lech upon him in the seventh hour. V'ovid le'tamid b'sheva u'mechza. And the seventh and a half hour they were able to make the Korban Tamid. This is on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Savar Bazichin Kodmin L'Musafim. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Bazichin came before the Musafim. So therefore, Bazichin B'Chamesh, U'Musafim B'Sheish, V'Avid Leil HaTamid B'Sheish U'Mechza. So therefore, on Shabbos, you could make the Korban HaTamid earlier. Because you could make the the Bazichin already in the fifth hour, the Musafim in the sixth hour, and then you could make the Korban HaTamid a half an hour later in the sixth and a half hour, which is the same time you made the Korban Tamid if it was Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos. Rashi. Kisiduro be'erev Pesach, Garsinim Rabbi Akiva. Kisiduro be'chol be'erev HaPesach, Dahainu b'shevo mechza, Kach siduro b'Shabbos be'erev HaPesach. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when Erev Pesach falls, whether it's Chol or Shabbos, just like our Mishnah says, you make the Korban HaTamid Shevo Mecht. And only when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, then you make it at 6.5 hours. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael holds. 6.5 hours if Erev Pesach falls Erev Shabbos, 7.5 hours whether it falls on any other day of the week or Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'Shabbos shel Erev HaPesach u'B'Sheishu Mechza. Rabbi Akiva holds no, that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's also 6.5 hours. Whether Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, where you actually need that extra hour for the roasting of the Korban Pesach, and the Trumas Hadeshin brings a raya from here that salting meat is an hour. salt meat for an hour. Because since it says roasting, the Korban Pesach takes an hour. Right? So you need an extra hour. It's a smash for that the shear of roasting is an hour. So malicha is kerisicha. Malicha is like roasting. It's also an hour. They say there's no raya from here. Doesn't mean that the Korban Pesach took an hour. It means all the preparations for roasting it total took an hour. Not the actual roasting itself was an hour. In any case, so Rabbi Kiva says, b'Shabbos shel erev Pesach u'b'sheshu mechtza, that if erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, or it falls on erev Shabbos, then the Korban HaTamid is nikra b'sheshu mechtza. The only time it's shevel mechtza is if it falls during the week, not erev Shabbos. Kisiduro b'erev HaPesach shecholios b'erev Shabbos. The kivin the boy lemevet Pesach achrov, u'b'Shabbos lo karvin adorim u'nadavos, and historically, right? Because what's the reason? We don't, are not makdim on a regular weekday. When Erev Pesach falls on Tuesday. Why don't we make the Korban Tamid at 6.5 hours? Make it as early as possible so you can have as much time for Korban Pesach. Because you need other time for other Korbanos. So we made a pshara. Make it 7.5, 1 hour earlier, but still an hour later than the earliest time you can do it so you can bring other Korbanos before. But on Shabbos, there's no other korbanos. So you don't have to give any extra time. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, you push it back to the limit to 6.5 hours, just as if it would be Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, according to Abaya, is in one thing. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when are you makriv the tamid? Rabbi Shmuel says it's 7.5 hours, Rabbi Akiva holds 6.5. Everything else they agree. When Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees 6.5. When Erev Pesach falls on another day in the week, everybody agrees 7.5. The machlokas is Shabbos. Erev Pesach is at 6.5 according to Rabbi Akiva, or 7.5 according to Rabbi Shmuel. Masnis nitani arvi psoch and nishat b'shevu mechza bein b'chol bein b'shabbos Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore our Mishnah, which says that whether Erev Pesach falls on any day of the week except for Friday, or on Shabbos, it's 7.5, that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. But my kamiflagei, my komaacher le Rabbi Shmuel, why taka does Rabbi Shmuel hold that we make it on Shabbos an hour later? Why don't we make it the earliest possible? There's no reason to make it later because there's no other korbanos. So make it the earliest so you have as much time for Korban Pesach as you care to get have. A mistaber time of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's reason is mistaber, like we just said, and they shab sochim marubim lishchot likoyavachrav. The Mishlam of Shuchal Bechol Machrin and Lechad Shait the Mishum Ador Medavas. When Erev Pesach falls on a weekday, so it makes sense to push it an extra hour later, even though you're taking away time from Korban Pesach, you're giving time for other Korbanos. Now, if Shabbos, Lomi Lachrina, why if it falls on Shabbos, is there a need to make it an hour later? Make it the earliest time it could be. Bishlam of Bishar Shabbos, as Lochashin and Lachdume, Lushmi, Mechol Diday, Mishum Ador Medavas, Bechol. So he says, that's the case, then why did every Shabbos weren't they makriv the Korban Tamid earlier? It's not the Dharma Davos. Why didn't they make it the earliest time? He says, no, every Shabbos, there's no reason the Dafka to make it earlier. So they kept it standard as it was during the week. They didn't change it from its regular weekday time, not to confuse Shabbos with the weekday. Because there was no reason to make it earlier. But when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there's a reason to make it earlier because of Korban Pesach. There's no reason to make it later because of the Dawn of Doubles. You're not going to confuse one Shabbos of the year with all the weekdays. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, it makes sense. Make it as early as possible.
Why in this case is there's a reason why doing the mitzvah not considered a reason to do it earlier?
Because we have other reasons why the mitzvah isn't, what's it called, isn't chal. We have the Dawn of Doubles to do whatever.
When you don't have them.
No, it is, but the Maisa, but it's more important not to confuse and make the, do it differently during the week, to make it standard. But when there's a practical reason, you need more time because of Korban Pesach, so then we don't make that low plug. There's a plug. People understand. This is different. This is Erev Pesach. It's not the regular time. But where people won't understand and make a chiluk between Shabbos and Chol, there we say low plug. Morris says, the machlokas is, when exactly were the bezichin nikter? He levona hanestuna b'shnei bezichin ashtei marcho shalechem aponim. The bezichin was the frankincense that was put into two bowls that were put on the two marachos, the two stacks of lechem aponim. We put the new lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos and took away the old one. To the sea beyond Shabbos yarchenu umakti rabezichin, and then they burnt the this incense, the frankincense, on the mizbeach. The hein matir na lechem matilus kohanim. When those two bezichin were burnt, that's when you were allowed to eat the lechem. It was like that was like the komets of a regular mincha when you're makti the komets with the levoma. Then you can eat the mincha. Here there was nothing that went on the mizbeach from the lechem upon him. But the bezichim were like the komets of the lechem upon him, right? They were the part that was nictar, even though it wasn't part of the lechem itself. V'choysel alechem askora, v'chokin alechem, matin alechem achizkorim, v'choysel alechem askora, v'chokin alechem miyad. And immediately after that, they split up they divided the bread, the matzahs, amongst the kohanim. V'tzor sho'achas v'sarsik b'kach. They asked the maestro, how do they eat lechem upon him on Erev Pesach? It's matzah. Not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. So first of all, some will say it's only Nisad Rabbanan to eat lechem upon him, and the Beis HaMikdash, that way Issa didn't apply. Others say that they didn't eat it, Taka. They ate it at night, by the Seder. They didn't have to eat it in the daytime on Friday. They could eat it Friday night. So they ate it Friday night. And others say that it's only matzah that can be yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah with, it's also to eat Erev Pesach. But matzah that was made for lechem upon him, which wasn't made for the sake of mitzvah matzah, we learned before, like lachmei tod or whatever, you couldn't be yotze a matzah with. So maybe they could eat it. What? That was what? It's my regular matzah. What's the difference? Well, it's just a little bit thicker, maybe, according to some. But why is it different than matzah?
No, that's why should
I know, so that's the machlokas, whether it's sug or if you can't actually be yotze. Matzah that wasn't made with a mitzvah. Same exact matzah. Right, so some sheep is hold that you're allowed to eat that. Okay, it's machlokas. So some hold that it depends on the tam of the matzah. It has nothing to do with whether it could be yotzi with that specifically or not. But according to those who hold that, it depends whether it can be yotzi with that matzah or not, then there's no question. First you brought the korban musaf, and then you took off the bezichin, were makter them, and divided up the lechem upon it. Usman Musaf and Urchayu B'sheish. They usually brought the carbon Musaf. They were busy with the carbon Tomit Shoshachar till the sixth hour. So they usually brought the carbon Musaf B'sheish. Masha from Rashi, that it's not halacha that you have to bring the Musaf B'sheish. Right? Really, the carbon Musaf is kosher kol hayom. Right? And really, l'chatchila, it has to be after the carbon atomic, because nothing comes before the carbon atomic. So first you brought the carbon atomic, then you brought the musaf, and the musaf could be kosher all the time. Except usually they were busy with the other things of the carbon atomic, so they didn't bring the carbon musaf till the sixth hour. So it's mashal, there's two ways of learning here. One is that musaf and b'sheish means that even though the carbon musaf is kosher right away from the beginning of the day, right after the tamid, but usually they didn't get to it till the sixth hour, but you shouldn't do it later than the sixth hour. Even though it's kosher the whole day after that too. But that's b'di'evit. L'chatchila, by sheish you should do it. So usually they did it by sheish. But not that you couldn't do it before that. Could do it before that. But Rashi says, usually they didn't get to it till the sixth hour. Others learn, no. The carbon musaf shouldn't be brought till the sixth hour. Even though it's kosher before that, but that's only b'di'evit. And it's kosher from the sixth hour and on. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't bring it before the sixth hour. From the sixth hour and on is l'chatchila, and before the sixth hour is b'di'evit. The other shita is, right, l'chatchila, you should bring it before the sixth hour. But b'di'evit, it's kosher, what's it called? L'chatchila, it's kosher till the sixth hour. But after the sixth hour is only b'di'evit. Okay, so the nafkamina is, when do you daven musaf? Is there an inyan to daven musaf dafka after the sixth hour? According to the sheet that it says the korban musaf lechatchila was brought at the sixth hour, not before, then the chari shouldn't daven musaf lechatchila before. And there's a sheet of levush like that. But all the other post-gemaras wouldn't say the other way. L'chatchila, you're supposed to bring the carbon musaf before 6 hours. Right? B'di'evet after the 6 hour. But what's it called? But l'chatchila should be before the 6 hour. And therefore, you can have musaf right after Shachas. Okay. L'chsibu yom v'lo chsibu boker. How do you know what's it called? The musafim. Them come before the bezichim, because by the musafim it says yom, it doesn't say boker. Deceived by yom the yomo, the kain malon the seder yomo, the perak omelem amuna, boker have the akdama, the yom mashmi ichor. Boker means earlier and yom is later. Ubezichim b'sheva, the boy machrinu, because the bezichim has to come after the musaf. The musafim ksiv yom, ubezichim ksiv b'yom b'yom, trezimne. By the, what's it called, Bazich, and it says twice by Yom. So that's later than the Yom of Musaf. Mehachi afin in time, Adoma Musaf and Kodnu Bazichin, Meseches Yoma, Nidikosu b'yom HaShabbos, b'yom HaShabbos Tezimni La'achir. So it's later than the Musaf, which is one b'yom. The Avdin and Lebeshevu Mechza, the Huadin, the Motshvev, the Betchilas Ches, could make it the beginning of the seventh hour, not seven and a half. Elachada the Shema in Chiluk Lechem upon him Kolam Besof Sheva. Possible they won't be finished dividing up the Lechem upon him by them, so they get an extra half hour. But oh, Kohani Zimni Lo Mishninim Lei. Ela B'sheishu Mechza Kedine O B'shevu Mechza Kishara Vitzachim. They made standard times. 6 and a half, 7 and a half. Right? 8 and a half. Those are the standard times. So it has to fit into one of those times. And even if you'll have a little time left over because of what's necessary, they didn't change it to be anything different than 6 and a half, 7 and a half, or 8 and a half. Bozichin Kodmin. Okay, when you get Rabbi Akiva holds no. And, Bozichin Kodmin Musafim. He holds the opposite, the order. The Bozichin came before the Musafim. The time in Nami before Shasim, Gemar Chuka Chuka Mibchaditin. He learns Chuka Chuka from Chaditim. They brought the Chadite Kohen Gadol every day. So he learns Lechem Aponim are compared to Chadite Kohen Gadol, and by Chadite Kohen Gadol it says Baboker, which means earlier. Earlier than the Musaf. So he learns Bazichim from Chaditim, that you make it Baboker, which means before the Musaf. And Rabbi Shmuel learns that you, learn it from Yom Yom, Yom B'Yomo, that it comes later than the Musaf. Okay. So that's the Machlokas. Maskiflo Rava. Mide Rabbi Akiva Kisiduro Be'erav HaPesach Shecholios Be'erav HaShabbos K'toni Kisiduro Be'erav HaPesach Stamak K'toni. What are you trying to tell me that Rabbi Akiva holds that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then you bring the Korban HaTomid as if Erev Pesach would fall on Erev Shabbos? He didn't say that. He said Kisiduro, what's his Lashon? Kisiduro Be'erav HaPesach Shecholios Be'erav Shabbos Kach Siduro B'Shabbos. Right? One second, no, that's a bayah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisiduro Be'erav Pesach. All he said was Kisiduro Be'erav Pesach. A bayah says that means Erev Pesach that fell Erev Shabbos. He didn't say that. Ikur Chosim. He just said like every Erev Pesach. Right? So Elamai, Elo Omer Rava Hachikomer. So the Rava says no. What Rabbi Akiva said is different. And what Rabbi Shmuel said is different. Kesiduro bechol di alma, kach siduro b'Shabbos be'erav haPesach di Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that when erav Pesach falls on Shabbos, then you bring the korban atamid as if it would be a regular weekday, which is 8 and a half hours. Right, you bring it the 8 and a half hours. Right, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Kach siduro b'Shabbos be'erav haPesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisiduro Be'erav HaPesach. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's the same halachas, it will be regular Erev Pesach. You don't change Shabbos Erev Pesach from Chol Erev Pesach. Umasnish Nitani Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos Rabbi Akiva here. Now our Mishnah comes out to be Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says you don't make a difference whether Erev Pesach falls Shabbos or Chol. It's always 7 and a half hours. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no. When Erev Pesach falls Bechol, then it's 7 and a half hours. When Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, it's 6 and a half hours. And when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's 8 and a half hours, like it would be a regular weekday. Rashi. Kisiduro Miktani ben Milsid Rabbi Akiva. Ulahachilo Parikle and Milsid Rabbi Shmuel. The Iunami Omer Kavose. Right? He didn't ask him what Rabbi Shmuel said because Rabbi Akiva agrees in Rabbi Shmuel. Right? The Mixus. He says a little bit like Abaya. Uvaho Mixus Parikle Rabbi Barula. Come on, and that little bit, they're going to ask on Rava too. So Rava didn't ask that question on Abaya. And the Achronim speak, Lamai said, why wasn't Rava bothered by the same question he asked on Abaya on himself? Which later on, Rava Barula asks on him. That's not for him. In any case, but Rashi says clearly that that didn't bother Rava for some reason. Kesidura shel tamid b'chol di'alma, kol yimos hashana. Regular carbon atomid, d'haino b'shmono mechso, was brought 8.5 hours. Kach sidura b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the carbon atomid, and it's regular time. You don't make it earlier in order to have extra time for Korban Pesach. Why? Since anyway, you can't roast the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You're going to have to wait to roast it till the night. We're afraid if you make the Korban Pesach too early and you don't have a chance to roast it, the meat's going to go bad. Right? Because it's not roasted meat. It's raw meat. So you make it later, you make it that the Korban Pesachs are not started to be Nikrav till the 8.5 hour, so the earliest ones don't have too much time till the night to get spoiled. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisiduro Shar Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says no. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you're Makrav the Talmud the same way you would have as if it fell during Erev Pesach fell on a weekday, the 7.5 hour. If they shot Pesachim Merubim v'Sorech Fatima. The consideration of having more time to mak the Korban Pesach is more important than the consideration of not making an extra amount of time that the meat's going to go bad. We're not afraid the meat should go bad. And some say the machlokas is, are you somech al anes or not? Because the meat in the Beis HaMikdash never went bad. It's one of the 10 nisim that happened. The basar karchim never spoiled. But Abaya holds that what's it called that you... Rabbi Yishmael holds that you're not somech al anes. Just the opposite. Yeah, Rabbi Yishmael holds you're not somech al anes. And therefore you try to minimize the time as much as possible. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you're somech al anes, you don't worry about it.
Would raw meat spoil that quickly?
What?
Fresh killed animal, would it spoil that quickly?
I guess in a place where there's so much things going on or whatever, yeah, just the meat sits there or whatever. Sits without anything doing with it, yeah, it's spoiled. Lo chashin lemichmer bisra chimum habasim. I'm not afraid the meat is going to get hot. The domelo beisel neshech la komershal zesim sheminichim yachad bechli kadesh yitzchamu. Afraid the meat's going to get hot and it's spoiled. And it's sitting out there in the sun. Right, there's no place to put it. It's all these carbonos are just sitting out in the sun. Meat that's just out in the sun, yeah, it gets spoiled. Okay. And you can't even wash it off, Tosa says. Is that also not? So you just leave the freshly shefted meat unwashed. It's a chance it'll get ruined. Okay. Shemara says, the Maikomiflagi, so what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? The Michmer Bistra Komiflagi. They're arguing whether we're afraid the meat's going to spoil. Rabbi Shmuel Sover Chashin Le Michmer Bistra. Rabbi Akiva Sover Lo Chashin Le Michmer Bistra. Mar says, if that's the case, right, if we're not afraid, why does Rabbi Shmuel say make it 7.5 hours, make it 6.5 hours already, make it earlier? That the Musafim come before the Bezichin. So he can't make it in the what's it called, 6.5 hour. You're too busy making the what's it called, the Bezichin. Avid lehum musaf in b'sheish. Therefore, we make the musaf in the 6th hour, ubazich in b'sheva, and the bazich in the 7th hour. But avid lehum tov in b'sheva u'mechza. Rashi says, "Ilo chayish nadi b'sheish u'mechza." Do psachim merubit. If you're not afraid that the meat's going to go bad, make it as early as you can to give more time for Korban Pesach. And there's no inyan to make it later because of nedarim and nedavos aren't nikra b'shabbos. Ubashabbos lo boi lichuim mishum nedarim and nedavos. Kesavim musafim kod min lebezichin. Be'alkarchik bezichin b'sheva v'enim pnuyim bo. You can't do it earlier because you're going to have to do the bezichin. The bezichin you can't do before the musafim. The musafim were at 6, so the bezichin were at 7, so the earliest you can make the korban pesach is 7, and the earliest you can make the tamid after abdein arbaim is 7.5. Maskit lo rabba barula. Now Rav Barula asked on Rava, Mide ki shidura b'chol, kach shidura b'shabes derev ha-pesach, di b'rishmel k'toni. Right? K'toni kach shidura b'shabes stab k'toni. Right? I have the same question on you that you had on Abaya. Right? You're saying that what Rabbi Shmuel said is that the shidur, b'shabes derev ha-pesach is the same as shidura b'chol. That's not what Rabbi Shmuel said. He said ki shidura b'shabes. Not the Sidura b'Shabbos Berav Pesach, Shabbos, stop. Elom Rabbi Barula says it's third pshat misbraisa. Hachi Tani, because Sidura b'chol di Alma, kach Sidura b'Shabbos di Alma, div Rabbi Shmuel. Not talking about Erev Pesach b'chlav. Rabbi Shmuel says the same way you bring the Korban Tamid, the 8.5 hour, b'chol is the same way you bring on a regular Shabbos. Regular Shabbos, 8.5 hours. You don't change Shabbos and Chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidura be'erev ha-Pesach, di Alma. Kach Sidura be'Shabbos, di Alma. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, every Shabbos, they brought the Korban HaTamid in the 7.5 hour, an hour earlier. Right? Unlike Bechol. U'masnis and Tani bein Bechol, bein be'Shabbos, divrei HaKoli. They're not arguing about Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah says that Erev Pesach was the same Shabbos or Chol is everybody. Everybody agrees to that. Their machlokas is when did you bring the Korban HaTamid on a regular Shabbos? In the 8.5 hour like the Chol or 7.5 hour like Erev Pesach? The Maikamitlagi, what's the machlokas? The machlokas has nothing to do with Erev Pesach now. The machlokas is purely a regular Korban HaTamid on Shabbos. When did you bring it? 8.5 hours, 7.5 hours. The Gzeris Nadon Radovus Kamitluke. The Machlokas was, did they make it an hour earlier, right, in order to, because they didn't have to worry about Nadon Radovus. During the week, you bring the Korban Tamid later in order to give time for Nadon Radovus. Shabbos has no reason to bring it later. So you bring it earlier. The question is, if that's the case, then why not bring it as early as possible? That we'll see. Rabbi Shmuel Sover Gazarin Shabbos Atuchol. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, if we bring it a different time on Shabbos than Chol, people will get confused. And they may end up bringing it the wrong time, or whatever. Or people will, bring their Nedarim and the Davis at the wrong time, or whatever. Rabbi Akiva Sover Lo Gazrinan. And Rabbi Akiva says, we're not Gozer. Right? People know Shabbos is different than the week, that the Shabbos schedule is different than the weekday schedule. If you're not Gozer, then why bring it on Shabbos in the 7.5 hour like on Erev Pesach? Bring it the 6.5 hour like when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. Because there's no reason to bring it later, so bring it the earliest you can. Or it says, Kasavar Musaf and Kolon Bezichit. No, couldn't bring it the 6.5 hour because he holds that you have to bring the Musaf before the Bezichit. So you brought the Musaf and Beshei, Shabazich and Bezayim. The earliest you could possibly bring the Korban HaTamid is the 7.5 hour, because it had to come after the Musaf, and after the, after the Bezichin. And that was all the 7.5 hour. Is it a Reno? Rashi says Ruchayim. That's when they usually got around to it. Not that you have to. That's a machlokus. Said Gemara, said the Therish. What's the other sheet? The other sheet is, you don't have to bring it then, but they brought it by the 6th hour in order to still keep it lechatchila. But not because they couldn't bring it before, because lemaisa, that was the way that it worked out. Meister. Okay, Rashi. The Alma Kolimo Sacho Bishmono Mechza. Kach Sidura Bishabosa Shokolashon. The Apple got the Lekka Nedarim Nedavus, Chayshin and Lesrach Nedarim Dechol. We're afraid people get mixed up, and they'll think that the time schedule is the same, and that the time schedule on the weekday is the same as the Shabbos, if Shabbos was an hour earlier, and they'll end up what's it called, not being able to bring their Nadarma Davis. Dilma Asul and Misrach will never bechol nomi b'sheva. Or they'll get mixed up and they'll end up making an chol also like on Shabbos. Or Mitzl in the Dorm Nova, Shalachot. And they'll bring the carbon atomic early, and then all the in the Dorm and Dovah, the people bring later, will be possible. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol Shabbos HaShana Hu Nishchot B'Sheva Hu Mechza. Kishidur Erev Pesach, the Logos Rina Mishum Chol. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you bring the carbon atomic on the seventh and a half hour every Shabbos. There's no reason to bring it the eighth and a half hour. Either I'll make an hour earlier. Divri Akol, Hidra Mishmo, Rabbi Akiva, lo Arid Erev Pesach Lal. Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva, this price is not talking about Erev Pesach at all. So our Mishnah could be according to both of them. Ukmas Nisan, Sviro, they hold like the Mishnah. Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos. Nav de Beseshu, Mechza, Doz, Rizim Akdim Lamitzes. So if you're not going to worry about Nadarm and Adavis, then why not bring the carbon atom in the sixth and a half hour? Rizim Akdim, do it the earliest time possible. Why Dafka move it an hour later? Okay. Now the Gemara asks, "Meisvei Tamid Kol Hashana Kula Karikil Chasam." Right, the carbon atomate all year round is brought kahalacha. What is kahalacha? Nishchat b'shmono mechza. It's shechted in the eighth and a half hour. The kari the teso mechza, and it's actually brought on the mizbeach in the ninth and a half hour. Ube'erev haPesach. Nishchat b'zayin u'mechza, the korat b'ches u'mechza. On Erev Pesach, it's shechted on the seventh and a half hour, and it's actually brought on the Mizbeach in the eighth and a half hour. Cholios b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, kecholios b'sheni b'Shabbos, divrei b'Shmuel. It's the same thing if it would fall on Monday. Right? Doesn't make a difference. If what's it called, Erev Pesach fell on what's it called, on Shabbos, it's the same thing as the weekday. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Meaning seventh and a half hour, that's when you bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisiduro be'erev ha-Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva says that it's like the Sidur of Erev Pesach. We don't know what that means. We just said now, what's it called? Right, so we'll see. Bishlam ala baya nicha. According to Abaya, right, we can explain it the following way. That, what is Rabbi Akiva saying? That it's like Erev Pesach when it falls Erev Shabbos. Okay, Erev HaPesach meaning Erev Pesach that's Erev Shabbos. Because Rabbi Shmuel took the other two. Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, and what's left when it falls on Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not like Shabbos and weekday are not the same when it comes to Korban Pesach. But when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring it as if it would be Erev Shabbos. Same Friday and Shabbos are the same, not Monday and Shabbos are the same. Rabbi Shmuel holds Monday and Shabbos, the Gabi Korban Pesach are the same, and Rabbi Akiva holds Friday and Shabbos are the same. That's how we can explain it. El the Rava Kasha, according to Rava, the Maisa, what's going on over here? Nobody mentioned Bechlau. What's it called? What Rava said. Rava said, what was Rava's pshat? Second. Sidura b'chol di alma kach sidura b'shabes b'erev ha-pesach. Right, that Rabbi Shmuel held that when Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's the eighth and a half hour. That's when you bring Korban Pesach. Right, the eighth and a half hour. That's when you make the Korban Atamid, in the eighth and a half hour. Okay? Because we're afraid that if you make it too early, the meat will go bad. So how do you fit that into this brisa? How could you say that Rabbi Shmuel says, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Cholios b'Shabbos, kecholios b'sheni b'Shabbos, did Rabbi Shmuel. That when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's the same thing when it falls on Monday. Vice versa, that there's no difference between Erev Pesach on Shabbos and Erev Pesach on Monday. And you bring it seven and a half hours. According to Rava, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring the Korban Pesach You bake the carbon atonement at 8.5 hours, not 7.5 hours. Amar lecha rava lo tema gechol b'sheni b'shabbos. Don't say that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's the same time that you bring the Talmud as if it would fall on Monday. You bring it as a regular Monday. Not Monday Erev Pesach. Monday Stav. What's Monday Stav? 8.5 hours. Regular Korban HaTalmud on a regular weekday is 8.5 hours. So when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Korban HaTalmud as if it would be a regular Monday. That's how Rava would answer. Meisvei, cholios b'shabbos, kisiduro kol hashana kula, divrei b'Shmuel. If Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, then you bring the Korban HaTalmud as you do the whole year. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. Right? That when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Korban HaTalmud in 8.5 hours. Rabbi Akiva omer kisiduro be'erev HaPesach di'alma. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it has the same din as every Erev Pesach, you bring it 7.5 hours. Bishlomo l'Rava Nicha, that's exactly what Rava said, this price. Ela l'Abaye kasha, this price is a kasha l'Abaye. Omer l'cho Abaye, lo tema kisiduro kol hashana. Don't read in the Brisa that when it falls on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Korban HaTalmud as if it would be a regular day during the year. Right? When it falls on Shabbos, it's the same as any other year Erev Pesach doesn't fall on Shabbos. Not Kish Kol Hashana, but the Kol Hashanim. Like Erev Pesach, any other year when it doesn't fall on Shabbos. Give Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisiduro Erev HaPesach Shecholios BeErev HaShabbos. And Rabbi Akiva Omer says, no, it's not like Erev Pesach every year, Chol or Shabbos. It's like Erev Pesach Shabbos. Okay, Rashi. Kecholios B'Sheni B'Shabbos Erev HaPesach Shatam Nishcha B'Shevel Metzah. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's the same as if Erev Pesach would fall on Monday. B'sheni b'Shabbos, chagni mosachol, just any specific day. Didn't have to be dafka Monday. The isti amri yoma kama de Shabbos de chazi larbe sarnoka. It's the first day of the week that the 14th of Nisan could fall according to the calendar. Why? The chag b'Shabbos los chazi larbe sar, to lo bedu Pesach. The first day of Pesach can never be Monday. So Erev Pesach can't be Sunday. The lab milsahi shari al piaria hayu makadshim. Amais in the time of the Gemara, they were makadish al piaria, and then these klolim didn't apply. Lashra from Rashi, they didn't bedafka make it that Pesach couldn't fall on Monday. If it came out like that, Pesach could fall on Monday too. Now that we have a calendar, we make it work out that Pesach can't be on Monday. Tosus argues, and Tosus says no. Even the time of the makadish al piaria, he brings liars that they had the same cloud. We have a cloud, the main cloud is Lo Adu, Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Sunday or on Wednesday or on Friday. Because if it falls on any one of those days, either Yom Kippur is going to be preceded by Shabbos or followed by Shabbos, or Hoshana Rabbah is going to fall on Shabbos. So for those three reasons, we don't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos to come together. And we don't want Hoshana Rabbah to come on Shabbos, you will be Mavakal Hoshana Rabbah completely. So that's Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah. In order to make Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah, you have to have Lo Bedu Pesach. Right? If you don't have the Pesach falling out on days aside from Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, right? It's going to come out Adu, one of the Aleph Dalet Vav for Rosh Hashanah.
You work.
What?
You
no. We're talking about regular calendar. Right. Okay. I'm not talking about the Kaddish Piyari. So therefore, the calendar works out that you don't have Bedu Pesach because otherwise it's going to work out Adu Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi held that they were Choshish for Adu Rosh Hashanah. But they weren't when they were Kaddish al Piyariya. And if it didn't work out, they made it work out. But they weren't Choshish so much for Bedu Pesach because they had 6 months to work to figure out. When they were Kaddish al Piyariya, they didn't have this calendar set up that Pesach couldn't fall on Monday. Because if it did, they had 6 months to work it out to make Rosh Hashanah not work. Once they made the calendars, and that no longer, then they made it set that Bidu can't be Pesach and Adu, Mela can't be Rosh Hashanah.
So that's Rashi, but what was Tosfos' point?
Tosfos says they were choshish for these things, both of them, when they were Kadosh al Pi'aria. That what's it called? Some say that Rashi held both things they weren't choshish for. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everything came out, what's it called, didn't make a difference. They weren't choshish for that, and they had Yom Kippur fall after Shabbos, and Shabbos before Yom Kippur. It's only after they weren't Mekadosh al Pi'aria, and they had the luxury of making a set count, they made it shouldn't fall out. That's Pashtus in what's it called in Rashi. Tosfos says, not true. We see that they were choshish for Adu. So some say in Rashi that in Chanami they were choshish for Adu, but they weren't choshish for Bidu by Pesach. That's it. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kishiduro Erev HaPesach Garsin and Vesulo. Bishlam Alabaya Nicho Midika Omer Rabbi Yishmael Chalios B'Shabbos Kecholios B'Sheni B'Shabbos Al Korcho Kishiduro Erev HaPesach Dekom Rabbi Akiva B'Erev Pesach Cholios B'Erev Shabbos Komer. There's only one thing left that Rabbi Akiva could argue, that he holds that it has the same din as Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos. Ela l'rova dekomer Rabbi Shmuel l'michmer bisra chayish, uksidura b'chol b'alma komer, hoktani hachi kechol lios b'sheni b'Shabbos. Not kechol. It's what's it called? It's as if Erev Pesach was on Monday. So you see, it's not like Rafa. Elo ema kesheni b'Shabbos she'enu erev Pesach. Rava says no, he didn't mean sheni b'Shabbos when erev Pesach fell on Monday. He meant on a regular Monday, 8.5 hours. T'haynu b'shmonu mechzer d'chayshin l'michmer b'isra. Because ain't a chanami, we're afraid that the meat will go bad. So you make it the latest possible. K'seder kol hashana haynu b'shmonu mechzer d'chayshin l'michmer b'isra. Kol hashanim. So Mara says to answer Abaya, no, it doesn't mean Kol Hashana like the whole year, but like all years where Erev Pesach doesn't fall on Shabbos. She Erev Pesach al bechol, the shachtinu b'shevel mechza, same thing, when it falls on Shabbos, you bring it 7.5 hours. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Kishtura, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, 6.5 hours.